U.S. pork exports to Central America were outstanding last year, and that momentum has continued in 2024. U.S. Meat Export Federation Regional Representative Lucia Ruano says consumer education programs funded through USDA and the National Pork Board have helped drive this growth.
In Central America, they used to think that pork needs to be overcooked and maybe it's not as healthy as they would like. But we have been educating and making all of these workshops where they can learn for the nutritional facts, because we bring experts to these type of workshops where they can have all the information firsthand from doctors, nutritionists that give them the correct information of what pork proteins represents. We also teach them how to manage it, how to cook it. So we did this program, Girls Can Grill. It was a very successful program. We trained around 300 women, and it was very nice to see how surprised they were when they tried the pork cooked in a correct way.
This year's consumer workshops have expanded to include additional cooking methods and continue to focus on the pork loin.
Now we are coming in 2024 with another program that is called Inspire Us. It's like the second edition of Girls Can Grill, but in another methods of cooking U.S. pork cuts. And we focus on loin because loin is a very versatile muscle, let's say. We not only make chops, but we did like ribeyes, you know, thicker cuts that visually it has a better look than if it's just a thin chop. Also, we have been using the tenderloin. So they learned that with the loin, if it's well managed and not overcooked and you have like the correct side dishes, it has a great taste.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.